Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Leadership is all about alignment and autonomy. And your job as a leader is like a sculptor, like an artist. And the two tools that you have as an artist, as a leadership artist, one, they're both chisels, you know? And you're gonna go shape something. You've got an alignment chisel and you got an autonomy chisel. And you gotta use these two to shape your culture, to shape people's behavior, to shape how you direct things. You're an artist. And it takes artistry to understand them too. So let me talk about each one of them. Okay, first one is alignment. Your role or your position or the influence that you're developing with other people, which we'll talk about, is so much about you learning, how do I align people towards that vision decision? How do I align everyone's thoughts, feelings, beliefs, efforts, towards something significant? How do I align everyone's thoughts, feelings, efforts towards something significant? You're really playing an alignment game. I hope by now you've read my book, High Performance Habits. I'm so blessed with the success of that book, but also, you know, never worked harder on any research study in my life than High Performance Habits. But one of the things I always hear from readers literally around the world is the love of that one story where I tell about the story of the woman who she discovered as a striver. Her whole life, she could get things done. She could knock off the to-do lists. She could make it happen. She could set the plans. She could mobilize people. You know, she was a high performer. She was great at what she did. But one day she realized that, you know, achievement wasn't her problem. She kept thinking she had to achieve the next thing to be happy, achieve the next thing, achieve the next thing, achieve the next thing. And then one day she realized actually achievement wasn't her problem. Alignment was her problem. She was getting things done, but it wasn't aligned with the truth of who she was. She was capable, but a lot of her efforts were all over the place and they were aligned or focused. She wanted to live a great quality of life, but her lifestyle and work style weren't in harmony so that she could enjoy or be satisfied by her efforts. And so she was great at achievement, terrible at alignment, so she was miserable. Wow. I literally can still remember her voice when we had that breakthrough as I was coaching her. It was like, click. She got it. Oh, I'm good at achievement, but I suck at alignment. No wonder I'm miserable. Well, guess that comes into your family too. That comes in your personal life. That comes in your work life. That comes in your teams. It's like, you might be getting a lot done, but if people don't feel aligned, the culture sucks. You might be getting a lot done, but if you don't feel aligned, you're getting the wrong things done. You might be getting a lot done, but if it's not aligned with your true interests, your true passions, things that draw from you, that twin powers of curiosity and enthusiasm. If it's not aligned with that, oh, you could do it all day long, but now it starts feeling miserable, even if it contributes, even if it makes a difference. Some of you are doing great things that make a difference in the world, and you don't care about it anymore. And you're torn up and guilty inside, and you feel shame. I have this opportunity to make a difference. I'm not doing it. What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. It's not an opportunity that's aligned with you. There's nothing wrong with you. You haven't found alignment yet. That's all. That practice goes into every area of your life. That principle goes into every area of your life, I should say. Is your marriage, it's like you have a great marriage, but if you're both not aligned, it's just going to be so difficult to survive the hard days, the financial troubles, the challenges with the kids, the difficulties in each other's careers or lives. It's like, oh, we got to be aligned in this vision decision that we've made together. It's so important.
And your job in this principle is to constantly be noticing who's in alignment, who's out of alignment. What behavior on your team is in alignment, is out of alignment. Because, right, you're creating a cultural expectation of behaviors, too, as we'll talk about. Who's in alignment? Who's out of alignment? You might have five people who are just rowing the boat in the same direction, and one guy in the back who's putting the paddle in the wrong thing and way off in that alignment ruins the rhythm, ruins the ability for that thing to speed ahead, right? You got to know who's in alignment, who's out of alignment. I always say, you know, I've been blessed to be in like crazy negotiations in my life. One of the greatest, coolest moments of my life was I got to see a billion-dollar deal transpire. I was in the room, a real billion-dollar deal. This is before the days in which every company became a unicorn somehow. And I got to see this, and I got some coaching from that person who literally executed a billion-dollar deal. She walked in, she made this amazing deal happen, became one of my great mentors. And she told me one of the things she thinks of before she goes into negotiations is alignment. Who's in alignment in that room? Who's not in alignment? Of all the people they interact with in that room, outside of that room, their peers, their coworkers, their teams, who's in alignment? You finding where there's going to be that conflict of alignment, that's like your leadership vision. You're like scanning for it all the time. You're scanning for misalignment. That's what you got to do. That's part of the not fun part of the job sometimes. You're just scanning for alignment. And it's kind of like you're trying to get, you know, it's like when the kids are all lined up for the bus, you're trying to get them in one line. Why? I actually don't know I get it in one line. You know, it's like, okay, can we get them aligned? Why? Because it's a little more efficient. Okay, cool. Great. It's easier to figure out. Okay, cool. You've got to find that way to line things up. See, you mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually are aligning with your work today, or you're not. You, with your team, your culture, the people you're trying to serve, you're in alignment with that, or you're not. You, with the customers who you serve and you love and you care for, you're in alignment with them in their journey and their lives, or you're not. And it is binary. It is aligned, misaligned, aligned, misaligned. And either you got to get your mind right to be in that vision decision, you have to summon yourself and like, oh, right, I got to realign here. I got to realign. Let me get in this game. Let me be here. Let me row together. Or you got to get out of the boat. Because you don't want to be that guy or gal with that oar and you're moving that rudder all over the place, ruining everybody else's alignment and their speed. You've got to take accountability of that, leaders. If you're in the wrong place, you got to remove yourself fast. Ditto if you're the leader and you got someone who you've said, hey, man, put that oar in here at the same time we're all doing it. Go like this. Hey, are you okay back there? Do you need anything back there? Seems like we're not in alignment here. Got to get in alignment here. What do we got to do? Let's have some conversations. Oh, you can't get in alignment? You refuse to get in alignment? Get out the boat. You can't have people who are misaligned on your team. You just can't do it. Now, I know that brings up the other person, but what if that's my husband? What if that's the kids? It's like, okay, great. Then you take that ability for yourself to stay internally aligned with what's important to you, but then you got to come together on what that decision is for them to move forward toward. That's those things all coming together.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now.
Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Now, I said you have two tools. One is alignment, and the other one is autonomy. Autonomy. I think in the last decade, the word trust got a lot of play, which I love, but I think autonomy is one of the actual tools that sculpts that outcome. Autonomy means you give other people decision-making authority and trust to do stuff. Autonomy means you let the other person be the other person. You let them express themselves fully, be who they really are, choose to align or not. In other words, autonomy means to hold up the autonomy tool, you got to put down the control stick. You got to go, okay, all right, I'm going to hand you some power here to make this decision or do this thing. Or autonomy means I'm just going to let you do your thing and I'm going to be okay with it. As long as you're aligned, be you. I mean, the famous story, and I have my executives always read this book called 11 Rings. And it's the story of Phil Jackson taking the Chicago Bulls to 6 rings and then the LA team to, I think, 5 rings, if I remember right. An absolute, probably the best coach living today. And his story is so extraordinary. And he shares in the book, and as he talks of the famous story of, you know, you had Jordan and Pippen and then some changes, and then you had Dennis Rodman, this wild character, this person who was uncontrollable by other teams, who had been fined and sanctioned and almost kicked out of the NBA, and no one could get a hold of this guy. And you see that what Phil was a master at was help allowing Dennis Rodman to be Dennis Rodman, making sure that he was part of the process, making sure that he understood where everyone was going, what the needs were, where we were aligned, what we were working on, but allowing Dennis to be Dennis, Rodman to do the Rodman thing. And I think it's so important as a coach, as a leader, that you understand autonomy means let them let their authenticity fly. Let them let that authenticity be part of it. Don't micromanage it. Don't control it. Don't cut it out of existence. Let people be who they are in your family, on your teams, and demand that of yourself too, right? Demand that of yourself, that you are authentic. Demand of yourself that you are autonomous and not just pushed around doing everything else everybody else says to do. That's personal development 101, guys. We're in growth day. We got to talk about that. It's critical. I want you to think about that. Okay, who in your life, you got these two tools to shape things. Okay, who could I give a little more decision-making authority or trust to? Who could I go and validate and cheer on and allow themselves to be more of themselves? How can I recognize or reward people so that they feel autonomous and like, oh, wow, this is me. This is me here at work. I like this. Because if you try to box people in or control people, well, we know what happens in families. Same thing happens in companies. Same thing happens in relationships. They die. They end. At some point, the more you try to control somebody's autonomy, the more their vision for their life breaks from reality. And when that happens, they're going to make some hard decisions and they're going to leave you. They're going to leave the team. They're going to leave the organization because they're going to want to go express themselves. They're going to want to be who they really are in their own way and be allowed to do that. So important. Every time I have something across my organizations or teams or brands and I want to micromanage it or I want to super control it, it's like I have to pull myself back and be like, okay, where are they in this life cycle? Where are we here together? What are we working on? Where's the alignment? Where's the misalignment? What's happening? And every time I want to do something where I feel like it would be taking away some control, it's like, don't, right? I literally just last night had this conversation with an executive who got in some hot water because they got in trouble because they demanded of all their executives that when they're on Zoom, they use this exact same background. It was like a company-wide thing. And it caused so much turmoil. It created all this dilemma and all this backfighting and all this drama in their company. And they were both shocked by it and they couldn't understand it. Our team's revolting and this, they're terrible. And I'll go, why did you feel compelled that you had to take away that level of control of what their background looked like? And they were like, oh, well, no, you know, because we're trying to create this theme. And I'm like, that's people's houses. That's people's lives. Like, why can't they just show that? You know, I mean, I get the idea of not having naked people running around the background and you got to blur some backgrounds once in a while. Guys, I'm not saying let anything fly. What I'm saying is that was a unilateral decision to the entire team about a thing that's not significant towards the vision and the efforts and the rhythm of the company. That sounds like micromanagement to me. No one likes that. It steals away their autonomy. Like, you need to change that. And they could, like, it took them probably 20 minutes to understand what I just told you. Because for them, a lot of people need control. But see, they misaim the control. Their tools for autonomy break alignment. See, if those two cross, it's kind of like in Star Wars. If you cross, it's a bam, it explodes, it's terrible. It's like, you got to make sure that those two things are in unison together. So here's their alignment ideas was, we're all in this together. We're a culture. We're all awesome together. We love you. We respect you. We want you to be your own person. Isn't it great to work here? Great. That's alignment. That's where we're going. And then they take this autonomy thing and they turn it into a control thing and they slice into that alignment. And now everyone revolts. So here's my thing for leaders. One of the simple principles, when you understand alignment autonomy, notice micromanagement is not in those two hands. Be very cautious, my friends. That's where people mess it up all the time. You micromanage the kids. What happens? They don't develop the autonomy. What happens? They follow the wrong crowd. You got to be careful. It happens in every area of our relationships. You micromanage that spouse. It has to go here. This has to be this way. Da, 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 da. At some point, they're like, geez, I feel like I'm in a prison here. This is crazy. Why does everything have to be an exact way all the time? It's like, let me be a person. Let me do my thing. You got to be careful. You got to be aware. You got to give them autonomy. You got to keep people aligned. It's one of my favorite topics in leadership. I hope this supports you all.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan,
or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com.